than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Super Bowl week. What's going on, Ravens Nation? Welcome to The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football, and that is definitely going to be a testament to what we do tonight. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Joining me, as always, he's enjoying the offseason for the Ravens. I mean, he's still watching some football. Josh, what's going on, man?
I'm enjoying as best as I can, man, but I do miss my Ravens football, bro. I'm sure I speak for all in Ravens Nation, but how you doing, man? It's been a good bit, man.
It's been a couple weeks. I miss our talks throughout the weeks, man. This kind of sucks, but here we are. It's Super Bowl week. No Ravens, unfortunately, in the Super Bowl. I'm at a point now where I don't even want to watch the Super Bowl because I'm so like not invested in it. But we have the Patriots and the Falcons in the Super Bowl this year. Patriots, I'm not surprised about, but the Falcons. Where did the Falcons come from? I barely even paid attention to them at all in the regular season. How did these guys get in the Super Bowl?
Like you just mentioned, man, under the radar. A quiet 11-5 season. I mean, they've had a great offensive season, the top flight offense of the whole postseason, of all the regular season. I mean, the Falcons and Patriots come in at 1-2 respectively as far as their respective offenses, but they got firepower. They got Freeman, Coleman, Ryan's had a MVP type year, throwing touchdowns. He's got Jones, he's got Sanu. They've got some power, man. That's where they come from. They surprised us all. Even the Packers, who were the hottest team in all the NFL other than the Steelers.
Now, I got to say, I understand why the Patriots are there. I definitely think there's a lot of motivation from Tom Brady to have Roger Goodell hand him the Lombardi Trophy. He's a very I feel as if Brady is a very vengeful guy. Like, if you cross him, he will make you pay for it. And I think he's still a little embarrassed about Deflategate and the fact that he had to serve 4 games and wasn't allowed to play in the first 4 of this year. I think that's still at the front of his mind, and I think that's his major motivation about why he has played as well as he had this year, and he really wants to win. I think he wants to force Roger Goodell to look him in the eye and hand him a trophy.
Absolutely, and you're right, man. He's got that vengeful, and I mean, you could say vengeful is a tactful word, but I would say more or less motivated individual. He kind of like gets that Ray Lewis pissed off for greatness quote, kind of like, okay, you're going to irk me, I'll show you, but look what he did. 28 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in 12 games. Best ratio, and still 12 games is a full NFL year. And yeah, everybody says the asterisks because of the 12 to 16 games, but who knows if he'd have played 4 more games. But he basically put up the best mark in NFL history in a regular season for a touchdown to interception ratio in a season. So right there in 12 games, that's a great ratio to me. MVP type year again led the team. But and here's what I always compare. And again, you know, not to compare, you know, putting Joe on a pedestal with Brady, that's absurd. But just hear me out here. What I've always harped about Flacco, everybody harps about the Ravens. Well, Flacco needs playmakers. Of course we do. I would love a playmaker like Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, and Dez Bryant. But look at Brady. Who the heck is Chris Hogan? Jordy Edelman speaks for himself, but even Edelman's not like a top-flight beast receiver, as we know, in the NFL. He's done this with no Gronk. He's done this with Hogan, he's done this with the running game and Deion Lewis. Look at these guys. I mean, this is what Brady elevates the game around him. That's why I feel like he's a true MVP. But I've always joked. I said he has nobody. And vengeful, you could call it what you want, but anytime Brady has, and this team, I mean, they're coached well, Belichick, you know, he's a great coach. You know, cheating in all respect aside, you can't deny that the way they're coached, the team on defense takes away the other opposing's number one weapon, which obviously they took away Antonio Brown, man, in the championship game. And I'm happy to say, seeing the Steelers lose, I was rooting for the Patriots. When it comes down to it, everybody was asking me, who do you root for? Every time I watched Steelers play in the postseason this year, I kept getting reminded and envisioned of that Antonio Brown goal line touchdown, and I envisioned Kyle Juszczyk diving across the goal line, and basically we had the game, and I'm getting goosebumps talking about it because I thought we had the game won. All I had to do was make a defensive stop, and the game was over, and we couldn't do it. So, in that, and I mean Monday Night Football, wasn't for Chris Hogan touchdown and a lapse in defense, man, we were right there with New England. I mean, again, we were right there in Pittsburgh, but it just stings a little bit more seeing Pittsburgh, and I didn't want them gloating. I didn't want no yellow towels. I don't want to hear it or getting number seven. I don't want to hear it. So I'm actually happy that the Patriots made the Super Bowl, I'll be honest with you.
You know, if it couldn't have been the Ravens, I guess, you know, the Patriots are the way to go. But, you know, I do
anybody but Pittsburgh.
Yeah, anybody but Pittsburgh. But I do want to bring this up. Everybody since Joe Flacco's career has started has compared him to the Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. The fact that Matt Ryan is now in the Super Bowl, what is that going to do to this Matt Ryan versus Joe Flacco talk? Because they've been compared their entire careers, and the whole thing was, well, Matt usually flakes out in the postseason. He gets one game, and then he's done. And Joe, you know, did what he did at the beginning of his career. He went to a Super Bowl, was a Super Bowl MVP. Are we going to see those or hear right. those arguments kind of resurface after this year, depending – I guess maybe on what Matt Ryan does in the Super Bowl?
I mean, you could. I could see the comparisons being now that they both got one. But here's another thing. Flacco's had more success and been in the playoffs more. So, yeah, you can say that they've had an incredible run, number two seed, and they ran the table. But at the end of the day, Flacco has 10 wins and 5 losses in the playoffs. Matt Ryan, this is his second playoff win, if I'm not mistaken. Or could I have to actually look at his record? It's his second or third playoff win. This is his first Super Bowl appearance, but obviously, if they lose and Brady wins his 5th overall, which is unprecedented, it's got something to say with each legacy. But you're right, man, they're always going to be joined to the hip because of the draft. And Matt Ryan was taken way early in the draft, and Flacco got Ravens trade up to get him in 18. But respectively, I think overall, Flacco's had more success. And here's what's funny, man. They've claimed, and it's not a claim, it's true, but Matt Ryan's had a better overall, I think, and he's better right now, I should say, because of the team he's around him, and he had a great career year this year. But he's had Julio Jones basically his whole career, and he had Roddy White technically on his prime going down to his last legs there, and they couldn't get it done. But Flacco's won a Super Bowl with Bolden at the helm. He's won games with Steve Smith. He's won games with Derek Mason, and you get the picture. He's won games without Dennis Pitta. He's won games with what's been out there. He's won games with Marlon Brown catching a game winner. So to me, I think Flacco's career overall right now to this point is way better, not only for the postseason success, but Flacco's gotten, you know, obviously the most wins in that time frame. But given what he's had, he's never had a top-flight receiver like Julio Jones, but Matt Ryan can't get it done. And again, it's a team effort. You can't put the whole unsuccessfulness on Ryan's and Julio Jones' shoulders respectively. But what makes the Falcons complete now is they got a big two-headed monster, Devonta Freeman and Tevin Coleman, in a running attack. They have a defense who's, yeah, they've been bad this year. I mean, they gave up 30 points to, you know, a few teams a lot this year. But when it's all said and done, you know, they've been scoring a little bit more points, and then they're in a weak division. I mean, the Saints took a step back. The Panthers fell. From grace from last year's Super Bowl appearance. And then you got the Bucs, who actually were up and coming, but too little too late. So you figure the Falcons in the division, not to water it down, but, you know, they weren't in the division with, like, you know, the Giants or the, you know, the Steelers or the Cowboys. You know, you have to look at it what it is, too. So it's a level of competition, and they got 6 games against those 3 divisional opponents. So that's what it is. And I don't know. I have to go into their win-loss record in division, but I think it's very, very good. I mean, they were 11-5 this year. So, again, you know, number 2 seed in the NFC. I can't wait to see what happens. But the Patriots, on the other hand, we know what they're about, and everybody loves to hate them, Brandon. But what do you think, man? they've made 9 Super Bowl appearances in their franchise, the most all time. They actually, if Pittsburgh would have made it by chance, they would have been there at 9 all time. Each team had 8 going into the championship game. So, and Brady, if it wasn't for 2 Giants teams who got his number, would have had a lot of more championships and a lot more rings and success. But he wins his 5th title, man. You know, he's going to have more than a lot of legends out there, man. So this is going to be one for him wanting to grab too. And without Gronk, it means much more to him.
Yeah, and I wish that there weren't those asterisks next to Tom Brady's name, because he's so good. He is one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play the game, but at the same time, you're like, dude, why are you cheating? Why are, like, and again, there's no proof that he had part in Deflategate, but all signs point that way. But, like, right. Spygate's not necessary. Deflategate's not necessary. You're good enough. You don't need this extra stuff. So it sucks that it's going to have those asterisks there. He kind of put himself into those situations. But he is good. He is a fantastic quarterback. We'll see what happens, you know, what his legacy is down the road. But, I mean, you really can't deny if the guy has 5 rings. Dude's got 5 rings, so.
Right, and 4 right now. And you look at it this way, again, you know, you can't put asterisks all over the place. But what it comes down to is, if it wasn't for a Seahawks blunder at the goal line, they lose that one. So you have to take it for what it is. They were a play away from losing that one.
That's true. Very true. I mean, so there are other people that come into play with the Patriots. It's not just the Tom Brady show, but he does a lot of this on his own. So switching gears here, we talked Super Bowl. We'll give our prediction at the end of the show of who we think is going to win. But let's talk a little bit about what the Ravens have been up to lately. The Pro Bowl was a very Baltimore Ravens Pro Bowl. Plenty of players, coaches, whatever. Lots of Ravens showing up at the Pro Bowl. And the AFC won the Pro Bowl with the help of the Ravens. Did you watch any of the Pro Bowl, the festivities of the past week?
I did not, actually, man. It's not like, you know, I don't really get into that. I haven't really gotten into it as in the past. Devin really wasn't a Pro Bowl kind of guy. I mean, I've watched it maybe once or twice in the last 5 years. And everybody was surprised. They're like, you're not watching with Ray Lewis coaching? If it wasn't for the Royal Rumble, I was watching it. I have it recorded, but I haven't really watched it yet. But the Royal Rumble was top to me, and obviously that was epic in its own right. So I had more fun watching that than the Pro Bowl, and I heard it was actually a 20-13 snooze fest.
Yeah.
They only scored 33 total points, which the over was like in the 60s. So it wasn't like your NBA All-Star game, and I don't know if the hockey game was even a high scorer, because the NHL had their All-Star game this weekend. But it just was that defensive struggle. But it's always great to see. And the Ravens making the Pro Bowl and the AFC taking. I love the picture at the end. I did see the picture with Ray and Jerome Bettis holding the Pro Bowl championship trophy, which is great. You know, and what that picture embodies, and I saved it, but just picture this. Ravens Steelers rivalry. Jerome Bettis won Super Bowl 40 with the Steelers and went out in retirement with the Steelers with a trophy. Ray Lewis did the same thing with the Ravens. So how about that? How about that picture?
I mean, that's pretty amazing. You know, well, Ray might actually be going for another trophy coming up pretty soon. Did you see this? Ray's going to be on Lip Sync Battle this week?
Yes, sir. You've tagged me in it this week, and I'm definitely going to have to set my DVR for that one. Do you know when it is, by the way?
Yeah,
I'm not a big Lip Sync Battle kind of guy, so I don't know when the show is.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the show either, just because it's really weird watching celebrities, you know, put over other celebrities. But Ray Lewis will be performing Nelly's Hot in Her. And that's on Thursday night on Spike TV, I think at 10 or 10:30. So if you hear this podcast before that, set your DVRs to see Ray Lewis singing the song that he comes out to every game when he was a part of an active player on Ravens Nation. So that'll be good to see. Ray's getting a little bit more into the spotlight recently. Have you noticed that? Coaching the Pro Bowl, got his book out, doing Lip Sync Battle. He's doing. Mm-hmm. He was on Fox Sports all the time on their morning show. It seems as if he's ready to kind of get back into the spotlight again.
Well, he's actually mentioned that. I mean, he's saying, you know, his kids are getting older. You know, a couple of them are going to college. I mean, you know, and they're getting out of the high school, going into high school, going into their later years in education. So he's actually said that. And of course, the rumors swirl, you know, whether it's true or not. You know, Ray Lewis ready for coaching. And, you know, the dude's a born leader and motivator. I mean, we don't get that wrong. And no one can get that wrong because he is. And I think he would be bred for the sidelines, but I don't think not now. It would actually surprise me. As much as you might be shocked at this statement, I would surprise me if Ray Lewis took the coaching job. I don't know Ray personally, and everybody jokes because I met him tons of times, but just following the guy, knowing who he is and reading his books, I just don't think – if he coached, I'd be shocked. I could see him on the sidelines, but I don't think he's going to take a coaching gig. But who knows, and obviously we hope it's here, not elsewhere. Here, but who knows, man. But speaking of that, I don't know if you saw, but I got a kick out of it. Did you see his pregame speech of the Pro Bowl to the team?
I did not.
Oh my God, I have to tweet it to you because it's like the team's playing in the Super Bowl itself. Like you would think, because he's like telling these guys, like you got to get down and you got to this. It was just nuts, dude. Like it's Ray, it's vintage Ray. Like this spotlight's meant for the best of the best, and you got to shine out there, and everybody's watching you. Like he's like talking to the team up. You see like Akeem Tlaib standing there, and you see I think Alex Smith is in the video too, standing there. Like just Ray's like in the middle of just like getting them all fired up. It's a 2-minute speech, and I was like, of course, Ray. It's Pro Bowl, but he don't care. It's awesome. Just he was firing up the team. I said, you knew that was coming.
Yeah, and that brings me back to something else I wanted to talk about. Like I said, that it was at the Fox Sports News morning news show. Steve Smith was on, and they were asking him about what Ray Lewis said about, Joe having no passion for the game and blah, blah, blah. And he said, when you're Ray Lewis, everyone else is going to look like you have no passion for the game. So when some players have a hard time, getting excited for the Pro Bowl, whatever, Ray's that guy who's excited no matter what. I mean, it proves right there that, yeah, Ray Lewis has more passion than anybody else is going to have on that field.
Exactly, and exudes in everything you do, and that's what I firmly believe. I'm not going to sit here and get into a devotional and get all – into that, but that's what I've always felt with Ray, and that's what I always felt with life. Like he's always said, where your heart is, your passion lies. And when you're passionate about life, when you're passionate about a lot, what you do, you're going to seem like that enthusiastic, excited personality. And I'm that way. Everybody jokes that, I get excited over anything. Like it's just like everybody says, well, you're easy to please, or I'm simple. No, I just get excited. I'm excited about life. I'm excited about getting up and going to work and making the money I do. And I'm excited to make an impact. I get excited a lot. I get excited just going to a practice at the stadium. It's Ravens open practice at the stadium. Let's go. And I'm dressing my Ravens gear and I'm going. I get excited. I'm excited. If the Ravens ain't even playing Super Bowl, not that I would be crazy this week, but we know how that was the first year we covered it. But, but I'm still excited just for Super Bowl Sunday because I'm like, oh, it's Super Bowl Sunday. It's two teams. We're ordering wings. I'm going to hang out with my buddies. I can't wait. Like, I'm excited just for that. So, and raise that magnetic personality where whatever he's saying, you latch on. And it's funny, even though it was a Pro Bowl speech, I think it's great because and you never know because you don't know if it's first time Pro Bowl is there. You actually had Ravens there, Justin Tucker. He was used to it in his final years. Justin's rookie year was the Super Bowl year with Rays last year, so Justin Tucker only had one time of it. I don't even think Kyle Juszczyk was around when Ray was playing, believe it or not. I really don't think so. And I don't think Jeremy Zutel was either. So a lot of the Ravens who made the Pro Bowl actually didn't get to see that. So, and a lot of players who probably know Ray are used to it, and you probably had a lot of first-timers who need to be inspired by it, whether it's a Pro Bowl or not. You're there for a reason. You're recognized, and I think, if it was me, I wouldn't want to shine in that aspect. So I think Ray brought the best out in the players, and it was successful. His first semi-technical coaching gig, even though it was an exhibition all-star game for the NFL, he was on the winning side, which is great, and that's something to be proud of as a Ravens fan, as a Ray Lewis fan, or anything. It's, hey, the AFC won under Ray's watch, so that's something to be proud of.
Absolutely. So, getting ready for next season, M&T Bank Stadium announced that they're going to be going through a lot of upgrades. They've been making improvements since 2013, but this season coming up, they're going to have some really big improvements. I don't know if you saw this or not, but
I did.
They're doing all kinds of stuff, but one I want to start with, massive video boards in each end zone. They are going to be 7,400 square feet versus the 3,300 square feet screens
Double. They
have now. Insane. And the video is going to be 4K, which is ultra HD. It's the highest definition that you can have at the moment. 8K is coming in a couple years, but 4K is where we're at right now. So it's insane that these, it's going to take up pretty much the entire end zone. I'm excited because they always do that family movie night in August, usually. And I'm hoping these video screens are going to be put in so they can show a movie on that size of a screen.
And it's going to be great. And you know what this adds? And I'm just excited. And obviously, it's kind of funny. Like, did you hear about it? I was joking. I'm a season ticket holder. I know everything, right? I keep a pulse. But I saw this today and I tweeted you about it. And I saw it was funny that you mentioned, you know, what would it take to have WrestleMania hosted here? I think obviously, you know, with us hosting outdoor concerts and you two came here, you had Billy Joel here. I think we could be on the radar again in April. It's still a little bit chilly. I mean, I've seen, you know, some Orioles opening days in April where it's been 30 degrees and I'm wearing a sweatshirt and a beanie to the games. And it feels like a fall football game. So, I mean, whether or not WrestleMania can come to Baltimore, let's hope for a nice warm day in April. But it would be awesome. And speaking of that event. But it just makes everything that much better. And it adds to the number one ranking where we actually beat out Jerry's World, believe it or not, which I've heard people gush about that stadium, especially when they made the trip last year when the Ravens played the Cowboys this past season. And the M&T Bank Stadium was actually rated number one by a certain group based on stadium experience. And this just adds to it. And actually, they surprised me on this one, man, because I was told, as the rumor had it, in the corners they were actually going to put suites. Now I see that they're going to put four video screens, so they're going to have six total. It's going to just add to the element, man. I was actually wondering what was in that photo. I was like, what are they putting, like beams of light or something? And I read it was the video boards. I was like, instead of putting suites, they're putting in videos. But I heard they're doing upgrades at the club level. They're adding escalators, which is awesome, like they do, and they actually have it in Camden Yards across the street. They actually have escalators up to the upper level. So I think this is going to be a great fan experience, and it just makes going to games that much more fun, man.
I know. They're finally showing some love for the people in the quote-unquote cheap seats and the nosebleeds, which, by the way, those seats, not cheap, but they're the cheapest ones of the stadium.
But you've been there with me. You've been there with me.
Oh, yeah, I have. And you know, having those escalators, that is a lot of people I know, that is a lot of their biggest gripes when they get those cheap seats, is that, you know, it takes such a long time to get up there. The escalators are definitely going to help those, you know, help those with handicaps and disabilities and people like me who just want to get up to the seats a little bit quicker. So the escalators is what I'm most excited about. The new video boards at the corners, they're going to be 1,600 square feet. They're going to have video and stats and scores and all that good stuff. So lots of improvements.
If they do the idea which we saw at the in MetLife Stadium, where if they start playing NFL Red Zone while the Ravens game's going on, I'll probably start living there because wait, remember how cool that was? Where, you know, MetLife did that, where they were actually showing the Red Zone games, like during the games. I was like, see, that's what it's all about. Now I'm like, I have the best of both worlds. I got Ravens game live, and then I got like my NFL, you know, got my fantasy. I'm like, that was just complete. So I don't know if I need to tweet the Ravens app, but I'm hoping that's in the works with all these video boards. Hope they're not just showing the same thing on all video boards. And hopefully they can squeeze in on one and put that fan experience up there. But they're just making it better for the fans. And I think it drives home where, not the Ravens were worried about this, but I know, like, and the Ravens were in playoff contention, so, but I did notice towards the end of the year, and I see a lot of fans on social media, and I get really upset. And again, I can't control what people feel or do in their financial situations, but I hate seeing people trying to sell their tickets, or, well, I'm not going to game, can you unload my tickets, or, hey, I got a pair for sale. And there was a few empty seats. I mean, I missed the days where, you know, I mean, every game's a sellout technically because all seats get sold, but who – people maybe wake up and decide not to make it, or if it's cold or rainy, but who knows, or got stuck in traffic, who knows what people's circumstances are. But you know, but it's not to the level it was a few years ago during the playoff runs, and maybe that had something to do with it, I don't know. But we didn't have a bad season, we were in every game. It's just we just had some bad luck bounce our way and some bad calls, and we already know, you know, what's done is done. But I just think it just makes for the overall experience better. I can't wait to see the upgrades, and you're right, man. You know, concerts, movie nights, stadium practices, and I'm telling you what, with these new video boards, they for sure better have a home night game, because that's going to be amazing to see that at night.
Absolutely it is. All right, Josh, we've come to the end of the show. Let's do it. Super Bowl predictions. Who you got?
Who do I got, man? And it sucks because it's early in the week. You know, my heart, you know, wants to go towards one way. My gut says the other way. I got to lean towards history and everything. I actually got to take the Patriots. I'm rooting for the Falcons, but if you're asking me for a pick and holding, if you held a gun in my head, or if you say, Josh, you got to pick now, or you lose your Ravens tickets, or if I had to put money on it and I'm picking, I'm going with chalk and I got to pick the New England Patriots. The score, it's going to be tough to predict because I don't know, but I figured I go by history, I go by who's been there before. The Falcons, this is their first time. Matt Ryan's first time. I don't know if he'll get rattled, but my key to the game here is Belichick's good with his defense at taking away the opposing's number one threat. You didn't hear from Steve Smith when the Ravens played him at all. Maybe even Mike Wallace wasn't even in the game. Patriots played the Texans. They got over them pretty quickly. I mean, it's the Texans, but here's the thing. They took away Antonio Brown. Yeah, Bell got hurt. I'm not talking about Le'Veon Bell. Even if they had him, they weren't winning that game. They took away Antonio Brown, and what Bill Belichick's team does best, he takes away your number one target. He goes, okay, who's going to hurt us the most, and they're going to take away that guy. So I don't think the Falcons can win with just Freeman and Sanu and Ryan. I think the stage is too big for Ryan, and I think he'll collapse. But I would love to see the Falcons take it just for the sheer of it's his first one. I am rooting for the Falcons, but I'm taking the Patriots in this one, brother.
You know what? I am right there with you. I think the Patriots are going to win this Sunday. They're going to beat Atlanta. I think it's not going to be a high-scoring game. I bet you it's going to be like 21-10 as a final score.
Which is great because I'm actually thinking about taking the under because they actually said 85 to 90% of Vegas money was going on the over, which is hovering around 58 to 60 points respectively. And I think it's right. It's going to be a low-scoring affair, I think. I really think so. I just have that feeling that it's going to be one of those games. But you're right. I have to go with experience. Experience says the Patriots just – it ain't the Giants. And if it was Giants and Super Bowl, I'm taking the Giants. But until otherwise, the Patriots and Super Bowl without the Giants there, they've been virtually unstoppable. And they know it's at stake. It's Brady. It's Belichick. It's Josh McDaniels. It's all these guys who've been there before and known that. And I just can't trust an inexperienced team who've maybe got hot. But – if it was the Packers, I'd probably ride the Packer train. You know, if it was any other, if you know the Cowboys who've been hot all year for the Cowboys, I'd probably lean towards Dallas. But Falcons, I just can't. I can't lean into it. But I'm rooting for them. You know, hoping the birds of the other flock can take them down. But I think it's going to be Patriots, man. What do you think?
I think Brady's vengeful. I think he wants that trophy, and I think there's nothing that's going to stop him at this point to make Roger Goodell hand him that trophy.
Speaking of that. Do you think he's going to play well into his 40s, speaking of not stopping?
You know, he's got five rings. There's no reason for him to go on. I think the only thing
– Oh, you're already counting this one? He's got five?
Yes, four. I do. He's got four. He will have five by this time next week. I think he could go until 45 probably. Depends.
I do have a prop bet on that. I said 45 myself.
Yeah, I don't know.
I said he's going to retire 45 and go in the Hall of Fame at 50 years old. Watch.
He probably could do that. I think he's got other plans, though. Like, he is getting up there in age, so, like, I think he wants to make a splash in Hollywood.
Well, he's got kids, too.
Yeah, I think he wants to model still. I think he thinks very highly of himself, so I think he wants to go out to L.A. and do some stuff there. And if you're over 40, I mean, there's only so much you can do out in Hollywood over 40. But I think he probably calls it quits at 40. Once he gets this fifth ring, I bet you he goes for one more after that, and then he'll call it quits and go for number six. That way, he's kind of got the record of rings and then some cushion to add to it. So
well, you know what's fun about that is there has been a small rumor floating around that no one's confirmed this from the Patriots, but there's just been speculation among fans and message boards. But a lot of people are saying they can see Tom Brady secretly. Like what it's kind of what Manning did. You know, it's he wins it and he surprises everybody on the podium saying, this is it. I just got my fifth and I'm done. And he walks away with his held high with a fifth win. But knowing Brady, the player and competitor he is, and just watching him unfold his whole career, and watching him beat us, and we've beat him in the playoffs, you know, before, and we've gotten there and done that. I don't know if he's one to retire on top because even Jordan couldn't do it. You know, I look at that. You know, Jordan could have been his last image, putting up the shot at near the free throw line, hitting the 2-point shot. Put the Bulls up. They hit their second three-peat, ride them to sunset. But even Jordan thought, no, I can play a little bit longer. And Favre did it too. He was foot flopping, retiring back and forth. He came back, played on a high level, took his team to the NFC title game and lost to the Saints. So, you know, I don't think Brady's one to go out on top. I think he's like, hey, I'm still at a high level. I want to see who knows. If he throws 350 yards and four touchdowns in the Super Bowl and he's the MVP, he might not stop. He might like, Frank, I'm going to keep going. Let's go for next year. Let's defend this thing. And knowing him, that's the key, defend. I think when a team wins it, not to say Ray and Jerome Bettis and when Elway did it and Peyton Manning did it, I love the fact that Ray ended his career on a title, because what better way to do it? It's a storybook ending. But when you're a competitor playing at a high level, Ray was on his last legs. He just came off an injury, and he's a linebacker. That's different. He's not Tom Brady. He's not a quarterback. But when you're a player like that playing at a high level, and he's not stopping. I mean, it's not like he had like a pedestrian 15 touchdowns and 12 interceptions, and he just barely got his team there. 20 touchdowns and two. He didn't play four games, and I swear, if he'd have played four games, he probably only had maybe three or four picks all year. The dude's playing out of his mind, so I think that's why that's going to not keep him at bay for retirement. I think he keeps going.
I think Brady's going to go until, you know, someone forces him, like his wife tells him to stop.
Or who knows? I mean, but I'd love to see him play a little bit longer, because I look at everybody that I've loved watching growing up and being a Ravens fan. And I mean, obviously we miss our beloved Ravens. We miss Ed Reed. We miss Jonathan Ogden. We miss Ray Lewis solely. We miss him. And you look at now, I mean, and even Ravens fans, man, in another 5 or 7 years, we might not have Flacco under center. He might retire. And that's crazy even hear about that or even think about it. But, you know, we're not going to have Suggs maybe for one more year, and he's gone Raven for life. You know, you look at these guys, and they don't play forever. So, and I look at the guys that have come and gone. You know, Brett Favre, love watching him play. He's already retired and went enshrined last year. A lot of players, you know, Peyton Manning's already done it. And Peyton Manning came in the league in 98, and he's already done. And Brady came in, obviously, 2001, and he's going on his last leg. So, again, you know, you might say, hey, Josh Hagen, you love this guy, you know, cheating all that, Patriots. But it's called respect. And when at the end of the day, if not, he might be the greatest quarterback of the modern era. And I want to be able to be proud of, hey, I watched him play. I was there in person. The closest I was to Tom Brady was four rows down on the Ravens end zone. And I have a picture, and I might even post it for this week. He literally was like right there on the goal line. I had seats that close for a Monday night football game. And I've actually was that close, and I've actually seen him play. I never seen Michael Jordan play in person, but I've seen Tom Brady play. I've seen Peyton Manning play in person. So you have to take it for what it is and remember these guys, because they can't play forever.
That's right, and you've seen Alex Ovechkin play, also one of the best in the world.
Oh, yeah, you can't forget about that. He's so good. But until he won a cup, man, come on. God, I won a cup, bro.
I know.
Yeah, I get out at second round.
All right, Josh, so for this Super Bowl special, have we covered everything?
Oh, man. Quote the Raven, nevermore. It's always great to reconvene and do the call. And I just really can't wait to get after the Raven news. But a lot of great things coming in the offseason. We'll definitely ramp it up as the Super Bowl ends. And maybe, you know, we'll do a show and break it down. You know, if you're up for that, let's break down the game and what we saw and, you know, how the game was. How's that?
Well, I mean, I'm going to a party, so let's see how much I actually see of the Super Bowl. Or, let me phrase it. How much I remember from the Super Bowl. Let's put it that way. So we'll see what happens down the road. Of course, I'm always up to do a podcast. I love it. I miss it. I haven't done one in a few weeks since I've been under the weather. But, yeah, I'm down for another podcast. So if you guys, until then, want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Always at ItalianGQ52.
All right, guys, you can go over to Facebook, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. And you'll be the first one to know about Ray Lewis on Lip Sync Battle or anything else going on in Ravens world. Josh is always posting some cool stuff on the call Facebook page. So like us over there. Interact with us a little bit. Let us know what you think about what's going on in Ravens Nation. That's all you got to do. Guys, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to The Call, and you should too. Write us an iTunes review. Do anything and everything you can that would help spread the word about The Call. So that is it for the show this week. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you so much. And you can always find The Call on Bill Belichick's favorites, InstaFace and or is it SnapFace and InstaChat, right?
That's right.
Oh, I love it. But on that note, it's going to be a great Super Bowl. Guys, it really sucks that the Ravens aren't in there. I remember what it was a few years ago, you know, leading up to Super Bowl week, the 2 weeks after the title game when we beat New England, respectively here, the same team we're going to be watching this weekend. And it just was awesome. You know, taking it all in, we knew we were counting down to Super Bowl Sunday and the Ravens were in it. I could just hear the nostalgia now, just watching it all unfold. And looking back on that, I had so much fun, and I really can't wait the Ravens get back there. I think they're close. A lot of pundits were interviewed at the Pro Bowl and saying how close the Ravens. A lot of pundits, especially NFL Network, they feel we're close. We're one or two pieces of the puzzle away, you know, a couple in offense, a couple in defense, plug it here and there. We got a favorable schedule coming up again. So, you know, I think let's get back at it. It's going to be a great Super Bowl Sunday. And again, you guys know, you put it out there on the show. You know, my heart's rooting for the Falcons, and I want to see them win, but you got to go with chalk, and I think the Patriots are just too experienced, and these guys know what's at stake, and these guys are just too good, and we played them this year, and we know how that went, and they took it to the Steelers, who were the hottest team. I mean, the Steelers were just rolling, and the Killer Bees, you know, Ben Brown and Bell, and Bell got hurt, and Brown got in check, and Ben Roethlisberger, they made him look so bad, Ben Roethlisberger was contemplating retirement, so... Just it's the Patriots' way. They just know how to beat these teams, and they know what to do. And I think they'll get it done for their unprecedented fifth Super Bowl. It's going to be crazy to watch. But if Matt Ryan and Falcons get their first one in franchise history, let them do it. It's going to be a great Super Bowl. Enjoy it. It's going to be the last game until preseason, and obviously the last real game until September when we kick it off. And can't wait to see who's champion for number 51, because Super Bowl 52 is on the horizon next year. Let's get it, Baltimore Ravens. Let's fly high this offseason.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.